This episode of The Boop Show is brought to you by patreon.com/frogpants. If you like The Boop Show and you like other shows on the network or anything I'm doing, a great way to support it and become my boss is to go to patreon.com/frogpants. A little bit a month goes a long way. Help me unlock some pretty rad goals, too, and keep this ship afloat. It's because of you that I get to do this. So go check it out again. patreon.com/frogpants. Let's stick it in the ether. This is The Boop Show. Some gaming news you can use for September 18th, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. Everybody, welcome back to the show. This is The Boop Show for September 18th, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. I guess I already said all that. Why am I saying it again? Why waste your time with further stuff? It's good to be back. It is the Thursday episode. I'm doing this a little bit later than I had planned. I apologize for that, but you will get it on Thursday nonetheless. It is before midnight, Friday, where my wife will be waiting in line for iPhones in the morning. Why will I not be? Because I got shows to do in the morning, and I can't be there. And she's awesome. That's the other reason. Been doing a lot with games this week, though. Oh, man, what the hell am I doing? What happened here? I've made a terrible error. I started a new character in Skyrim. I don't even know why. Just got a wild hair at my butt. A friend at Blizzard, let's call her Lindsay, because that is her name, was talking about Skyrim on her Twitter feed, and I just got to thinking, hey, I haven't done something in Skyrim in a while, so I loaded up a bunch of those graphics improvement mods that exist now and are super fleshed out and rad, and I only did one cheat code, and that cheat code is to make my bag so I can hold more stuff in it than is currently the limit, or the limit by default, and I'm real happy I did that because I freaking hate how limited the inventory is in Skyrim. It's my least favorite feature of the game. Anyway, you can apply that to all of the Fallout games, too, by the way. There's never enough room in your bags. Anyway, I started a magic-only character. I'm not picking up weapons at all. Well, I'm picking them up, but mostly to sell or whatever. But I'm not wielding them. I got healing in the left hand, chucking ice with the right. Look out, Dark Elf, baby. Woo! I have another high-level character and a bunch of many hundreds of hours spent in that game already, so I don't know why I needed to do that, but I got in the mood. And then in the graphical stuff, the mods and things, they do look real nice. That game's still great. I love me some Skyrim, but for whatever reason that was going on. I also installed Quake Live on Steam because that came out. I may have even mentioned this on a previous episode, maybe not this week, but how that was coming to Steam. Sure enough, there it is. It's weird, though, because the launcher, it's still kind of the web launcher. Like, I'm clearly pushing HTML-style buttons and links and stuff within the interface of the game. It's very odd, because if you recall, I mean, that's what, and maybe still is, that's what Quake Live is or was a web-based version of Quake 3, with whatever advancements they've made in the game since, but it's, you know, that's what it is. And that stuff stays pretty much the same. But what I learned after I got in was just how terrible I am. I'm a big, giant waste of time in that game, and I used to be pretty good. I used to be kind of competitive in Quake 3 back in the day and Unreal Tournament and the like. I was big into both those games back when they were launched in 1999, was it? Was it 99 or 2000? Whatever. Fantastic video games, but boy, I've lost the speed. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I'm good enough now. I mean, it's the kind of thing where you can play a shooter and you'll never forget how to do it, but you will forget how to be as quick and as twitchy and as rocket jumpy as you once were. So I don't know how much time I'll spend in there. Maybe I'll do a video or something. What do you guys think of it? Have you played it? Send your feedback, man. I'd like to hear more. I also checked out Grim Dawn again. You know, Grim Dawn, it was kickstarted. It was the old Titan Quest people making their Diablo clone with Titan Quest back in 06. And Grim Dawn is some of those same guys. They launched Kickstarter to kick this thing off. and it's another action RPG in the Diablo vein. I'm a big fan of those. I backed it in the first place, so I'm just playing the same constantly updated version that I got when I backed it. Coming along, multiplayer modes in there now and a bunch of updates. It's a much tighter experience than it was when it first hit early access. Anyway, it's cool. Is it a Diablo killer for me? No. Well, at least not yet. But in the same way that Titan Quest was this nice little diversion, that's what this is. And I'm happy to be along for the ride. In the news today, this fine Thursday, Just Dance Now grooves onto mobile devices later this month. Remember Dance Central? That was a Kinect-only piece of business there that they had on the Xbox 360. And I guess there's a version on the One now that launched not long ago, a couple weeks, was it? Still don't have that Xbox One, so I could not tell you for sure. I'm trying to follow some of that stuff regardless, but that's out. And now you can get your groove on with some mobile devices, and they have a version that's sort of exclusively for that. It's not just a remake, they're claiming. Boasts some new features. Gameplay is largely the same. The players keep rhythm to a popular tune alongside a virtual dancer. But in lieu of a controller, players use their smartphone or tablet to control the game while watching the action as it is projected onto the nearest Wi-Fi connected television. I presume on iOS you will use AirPlay, and I presume on Android that whatever that Google standard is. If I'm thinking of that right. And your phones have motion, right? Like a Wiimote would. So you can do a lot with that. I don't know. That's an interesting move for them. And maybe this is where they'll find some grace, because right now they had been probably pretty excited about the idea of being already sort of a premier Kinect developer. And then with Kinect being yanked out of those things, they were left kind of holding the bag and like, oh, well, great. Now it's this optional thing that people don't need. And now our game is an optional thing that people don't need. You know what I mean? Suddenly became a lot less compelling to get a Kinect only game. So branching out into mobile seems like a good idea. Minecraft for PS4 reaches retail stores in October, as with the digital version of Minecraft, which is already out, right? You can get the disc version. If you have previous saves on either a 360 or a PlayStation 3, they're both transferable to this new version, as is true of the Xbox One version. And you can quickly just kind of pick up where you left off, wherever that may have been. Microsoft's still saying they're not gonna limit the release on these other platforms. They're gonna continue to be supporting it on mobile and on competing platforms that are not Microsoft platforms. And if rumors are to be believed, within a couple of weeks we should hear about the Vita version, which has been long promised. So that's actually a pretty good sign. If you see that thing hit Vita, or you know, future updates keep happening on the App Store and also on Google Play. I mean, that bodes well for Microsoft's willingness to compete or to keep supporting it like they promise. Maybe all your fears will be dashed against the rocks and you won't have to worry about it. Who knows? FIFA 15 is starting up for EA Access members today. You likely already know this if you're part of the EA Access open beta thing. And you will now have 6 hours, total time, 6 hours, to make as many goals as humanly possible before the early play period ends. Because it kind of just dries up after 6 hours. I still don't think 6 hours is the right amount of time. I think they need to change that. I think it needs to be a few days or more, just more hours or something. 6 hours seems pretty weak to me. But anyway, whatever. This is beta. They may change it down the road. Or they have the ability to change it even if it's not beta, but that is what you're going to get right now. They revealed its access program in July, as you may recall. And they mentioned, or as it was announced, as a method of providing Xbox One players specifically with select games from their catalog for $5 a month or 30 a year. And that includes some free last, not generation, but like the year previous game for Madden or something. And then early access, like the 6-hour access to new stuff. I don't know. I need someone to tell me how this is going for them. So write in, will you? Boopshow@gmail.com. Or you can call us 206-339-1320. I would like to know if that thing's working out for everybody. PS3 Now. I don't know, that's the whole sentence. PS3 Now is on PS3. And it opens in beta now. So it's been on PS4 already, right? Now you can get PS3 Now or PSN Now or whatever they're calling it. The Now thing, right? The Gaikai converted into this rental game deal. So you want to play an old PS2 game. Here it is in its full glory as a rental with their own series of weird rental numbers and expirations. I still think some of that stuff's pretty janky. But I've not used it, so I can't speak to it directly. I've seen it there, and every time I see it, I go, I should try one of those, and then I just haven't bothered. What do you guys think of that thing? You still feel like it's a cool deal? Is it working? Are you getting decent connections? Is the gameplay experience strong? How does it all feel? Get Bejeweled 3 for free on Origin for a very limited time. Origin being on PC, in this case, the PC version of Origin. Not all that Origin stuff you log in through on some of their games on console. Seems like a pretty good deal. This is free until October 28th. And if you want to get your Bejeweled 3 on, which is arguably the best Bejeweled game ever made, then hot damn. EA has you covered in the sweet goo of EA. You have $5? Hey, I got a place you can spend it. I don't know how you feel about this, but Goat Simulator is now out on Android and iOS. We hinted at it before, but now it's actually out. $5, man. $4.99, and you're slinging goats all over the place. Ah, Goat Simulator. The game really did rely on being first to market with this dumb idea. Not a dumb idea. I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I mean, it's just a kind of a dumb idea, though, if you think about it. And they relied on the idea that people are super meme-y with goats on YouTube and stuff, and the internet just loves them some goats right now. So, good on them. I'm guessing they'll sell a ton of them. That does not seem like a hard thing for them to do. Finally, Hearthstone is now a 20 million player game. 20 million people playing Hearthstone. That's a lot of digital cards. Oh man, Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, has dealt in 20 million players around the world, it says here. Dealt in is how they mean that. This is on Joystick. The game's official Twitter account announced this today. Here's the tweet. Quote, thank you all for joining us in Hearthstone, or as some Canadians refer to it, Hearthstone. Y'all need to quit doing that. Please stop calling it Hearthstone. It's Hearthstone. You don't gather around the hearth for grandpa to tell you a story. You gather around the hearth, okay? Anyway, they say in the end of the tweet, we're going to need a bigger tavern. I wonder if that's a hint. They got to expand and blah. That thing's a giant success, and I knew it would be, and everyone else probably in their dog knew it would be, but man, good on you guys for nailing it and finding a thing that people cared about. That's pretty awesome. We're back into the email portion of the show and phone calls. Now, it turns out you guys bellied up to the bar big time with calls this week. I have 5 to play. I promise they are not long and boring. I can promise you that. What's happening here? This is odd. Okay. My stuff just went weird. But here we are. Hey, let's start with an email. Emails come to us at boopshow@gmail.com. boopshow@gmail.com. You can also call us on the hotline, leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. 206-339-1320. Let's begin with an email from Matthew, who said, hey, Scott, just wanted to ask why. Why there is no RTS talk on your show? Interesting, right? He says, you had to have played Counter-Strike or Company of Heroes back in the day. Now, hold on a minute. Counter-Strike is not an RTS, dude. That's a FPS, baby. I think you're thinking of something else. What are you thinking of? No, I played a lot more than Company of Heroes back in the day. I played Warcraft, Orcs and Humans, Warcraft 2, Warcraft 3 for that matter, StarCraft 1 and 2, big fan. If you're talking turn-based, all the Civ games. Oh gosh, I played Command & Conquer, another RTS. I guess we are talking RTS here. Command & Conquer, all the little spin-offs and the sequels of that thing, I played all that stuff. So yeah, I know, dude, Homeworld, oh, love Homeworld. I can't wait for that redo. Anyway, his email goes on. I've asked this before, but did you ever play Total Annihilation with all the cool mods? Then came Supreme Commander 1 and 2 and more. Out on Steam is now Planetary Annihilation, although the reviews for that are really bad. Would like to hear comments, concerns, and feedback. Love all the shows. Blah, blah, blah. All right, Matthew, I appreciate the question. I love me some RTSs, but you got to admit, they're not in the forefront like they used to be. I mean, hell, it'd be more appropriate right now, at least in this day and age, to ask me why I don't talk about MOBAs very much. They're kind of kicking their A. You know? I love RTSs, though. Always been a fan, always will be, always down for a little play. Yeah, that's good. I like RTSs. I like turn-based. I like games, man. Video games. You know what I don't like? Tower Defense. And by extension, kind of don't like MOBAs, partly because I just suck. I am terrible at those things. I need more time in front of one, I suppose, but blah.
Hi, Scott. This is Scott. I'm a longtime listener of The Instant. I just started listening to the Boop Show, and I absolutely love it. So nice job. Hey, my reason for calling is I had a thought. Maybe at the end of each day or segment, you do a little spot on what you're playing or what's your favorites for the week. And I was kind of curious if maybe you could do something like a Throwback Thursday every now and again, where you talk about games you played in the past that you really liked. I mean, you could go back to the SNES days or the Dreamcast like you did a little while ago. But anytime I'm at GameStop with my son, I'm always looking at all these games, and there's thousands, but I just have no idea what to get. So I kind of thought maybe just a little bit of a throwback would be something kind of cool on the show. So I don't know, let me know what you think. Keep up the good work. Really awesome show. Bye.
That's a cool idea. I hadn't really thought of that. We do something similar on The Final Score, which is kind of the long-form game show we do on the network with myself, Nicole, and Brian. And that... in that case, we do a little segment at the end called Old School, and we just kind of dip back and talk about an old game and discuss, you know, what it was and where it came from and if we liked it or not or whatever. But I guess in this case, we could do something a little more pointed and focused. So I will consider it, man. Great feedback. Great idea. It was your destiny to ask me. Ooh, destiny, you say? Here's the next call. It's about destiny. That's a terrible transition.
Hi, Scott. Brian from Cleveland here. Over the past few episodes, you've talked about how you find Destiny to be very repetitive from a single-player standpoint. I'm curious, what kind of missions would you like to see or changes made that would make the game more enjoyable for you? Love the show, and keep up the good work. Beady, beady, beat.
I think my big problem with Destiny's mission structure and overall goal structure is that it's just not compelling on its own when I'm playing alone. Now, with friends, it's mindless and it's fun and it's great. I'm not really complaining. But when I'm alone, I'm not compelled by it. And what drives me through, say, Borderlands is a good example, I think, because Borderlands is a similar game in that, I mean, so that one's a little more single player focused, obviously, but it's still kind of this, let's get a bunch of loot, let's kill a bunch of things, let's do missions, let's keep piling stuff up. But it does it all through very interesting, compelling story moments. And therefore, a variety just kind of comes naturally out of that. There's some missions that are similar, and sometimes it's just killing a bunch of dudes, which, you know, that you can't avoid that entirely. But I feel like they got that right, and this game gets that wrong. It's just, there's just those story elements are just not there for me. It's boring. It's just Peter Dinklage scanning a thing and then saying, uh-oh, here come the bad guys, and then you kill a bunch, and then he's like, all right, we got the key we need, let's go. I feel like I'm doing that every time, over and over, all the time, every time. And look, I know there's a lot of people who feel invested in that game and, you know, bought into the hype or even just genuinely love the game, which is totally cool. I have no problem with that. I really wanted to be one of you people, but I just can't get my head around why I don't love that game. I don't know. It's leaving me flat. Then I'm willing to give it time, but right now, bleh.
Hey, Scott. What do you think of the U.S. version of Super Mario Bros. 2? Why do you think Nintendo never made a sequel to that? Did you ever play the one that came out on the Game Boy, the remake? Pretty good.
Never played the remake on the Game Boy, but I did play Super Mario Brothers 2, which, if you recall, was not originally a Mario game. It was some other game. What was that called? Oh, I was going to have this on the top of my head. Now I've forgotten all about it. We're going to pull this up real quick. This is interesting history, because that game was not a Mario game when it first happened. Oh, dang it. I put 3 in here. I don't want 3. I want 2. Give me Super Mario Brothers 2, not 3. Okay, there we go. This game was originally, by the way, not even directed by Shigeru Miyamoto. This was by Kensuke Tananabe. I don't say his names right, so, you know, whatever. It started as a prototype, and the game was originally into Doki Doki Panic. That's it. And they reskinned it. Okay? Does that make sense? I think that's how that worked. I don't know. It was a weird deal. But it wasn't... A lot of people don't even consider it being in the same... It's kind of like Super Mario or Donkey Kong 3 in the arcade, which was just a dude not related to Mario at all who ran around with a bug spray can and shot it up Donkey Kong's ass. It's an awesome game. I really like it on its own merits, but it's totally out of whack for the the continuity or the just like, I don't know, it just felt out of place. And 2 is a lot like that for a lot of people. Now, some people, including me, really enjoyed playing 2. I think 2's awesome. But they didn't make a sequel because it's weird. It's weird. It's an offshoot. 3 is the proper sequel to 1, really. I don't think I'm alone in that. It is an odd game, dude. Weird-ass game, that game. Pulling stuff out of the ground and hucking it? Woo! That's either weird or way beyond its time. The future of tomorrow, today.
Hey, Scott. This is Toby from Denmark. I totally love the show. And I totally love Super Nintendo games. But I've only recently discovered them. I'm 24 years old, but for some reason, I've never actually really sat down with an SNES game. And I guess it's because my parents bought me an NES really late, and then I got the N64. So I totally missed out on a whole generation of games. And it feels really awesome, you know? I have a lot of stuff to play. But have you experienced anything similar? You know, missing out on a whole console at least, and then discovering it much later? Anyways, this is Toby from Denmark saying, doop!
I did not own a Sega Master System, and I did not own a PC Engine, or what were they called? The 16, TurboGrafx-16. I didn't own that. And I never had an Amiga. I feel like those are the three areas I missed out on, because I had pretty much everything else. Everything Sega ever did after Master, Genesis, CD, 32X, Dreamcast, Saturn, all that stuff. You know, everything from PS1 on, I've had everything since then. And we'll surely, even this generation, have everything at some point. I don't have a Wii U yet, and I don't have an Xbox One yet for similar reasons, because both those machines just aren't compelling me right now. They don't make sense for me, but they will. They always do. So, yeah, I don't feel like the console thing got missed. As far as, like, games, though, I did not like turn-based RPGs. I was not a fan of that in the early days, PC games in the 90s. I just thought that was weird and not for me. But as it turns out, it's totally for me, and I love that stuff now. But I missed out on like Fallout 1 and 2 when they were relevant, or, you know, the most relevant point when they were out and new. I missed out on XCOM, the original XCOM, and a few other games like that. So genre speaking, I think turn-based games were a problem for me. And ironically, based on that other email, RTSs were a much bigger deal for me. And I thought that was the way to go, man. But I don't know, tastes change, and now I really appreciate a good turn-based game. I get, you know, obviously the Civ games are turn-based, but I never felt like, they always felt different to me. That was a different kind of turn-based for me. That was a game where you needed that kind of mechanic in my head anyway, but when you played Fallout or something, I just felt like, oh, I want to just fight this guy. You know, maybe Diablo ruined me there or something. I wanted action, man. I didn't want to wait. I want action. Yeah, I think that's the stuff I missed out on.
Hey, Scott, this is Frank from Arkansas. Love the show. Last week you were talking about all the weird calls that you were getting and, you know, you couldn't play any on the air. My idea, weird call of the week. That would be great. that would sound... Talk to you later, bye.
You inadvertently became a weird call of the week there, dude. Maybe on purpose, I don't know. Look, if they're weird enough, I'll play them. They just haven't been so weird. They've just been kind of bad. But these today, oh, you guys are great. I know that a couple of these are actually from Tuesday. I could have played them Tuesday, but I was behind. But these are awesome. Keep this up, and we may have something on our hands. But yeah, most of the time they're just super long, or they're really quiet and I can't amp them right, or they've got terrible quality, or they are not really saying anything interesting, or in some cases they're blank. I mean, just a lot of stuff like that. So there's not really enough material there. But I see where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. I really do. A reminder that those phone calls and those emails came to us conveniently via the internet. And the two ways you can do it is a phone number, for one, 206-339-1320, or our email address, boopshow@gmail.com. Our website is frogpants.com/boop. Again, B-O-O-P. Boop! I don't have to spell it out anymore, do I? Unless you're new, I guess. On Twitter, we're at boopshow. You can catch streaming repeats of this very show at alphageekradio.com. Big thanks once again to the Schnauzer Radio Orchestra for the music we use on the show. That album is music for a 1950s video game in digital music stores now. And a reminder, you can support this show by doing a couple of things. One is you can buy some cool stuff on the store, frogpants.com/store, or better yet, support the new Frog Pants, brand new Frog Pants Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. If you like Boop or any myriad of other shows or pieces of content that I create or my other co-hosts create, that is a great way to show your support. Back us up with a little scratch every month and help this become awesome. Be our boss. Be the guy I answer to instead of some advertiser or somebody else. I want you guys behind me. All right? So go check that out. Patreon.com/frogpants. That's going to do it for me. Thank you guys all for being here. Somebody asked the other day if I could play this version of the Mario song again, so I will. I'm going to take you out with this. Enjoy it. We'll see you Tuesday for a brand new show. My daughter gets married this weekend. Don't worry, I'm not as old as you think I am. She's just young. She's 20. Well, that still makes me kind of old. But I'm looking forward to that. That'll all be over by the next time we speak. We'll see you guys on, not Tuesday, I'll see you guys on Monday. Get it straight, Scott. It's freaking Monday.
the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.